Hello.
Hello, so is Beth speaking?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Beth. This is Shalmir from Notebook Writing. How are you doing today?
I am doing well, thank you.
So, Beth, I'm going to be your project manager. Welcome on board to Notebook. I understand that you have some custom illustrations you want done for your book. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Perfect. So, tell me about your book. What is the story? What was your inspiration?
It is called Grandma and Grandpa Have Plans. We're expecting our first grandchild. We waited a long, long time for it. And I just kind of wrote a story about all the adventures and all the places that we would go, the three of us, Grandma, Grandpa, and this little baby.
That's
So,
very
what? Excuse me?
Cute.
I hope so. You know, it's very, very hard for me to put myself out there, and you know, criticism is tough, and so I have no idea if this is, pardon my expression, a piece of crap or what. I'll leave that, you know, to you to judge. But in my head, it was just like a little, like you know, an 8x10 book with like you know, double sided. So like one of the things is we'll stroll to the park, and then there were a bunch of things that I said about the park that I thought the child, as you're reading it to a child, they could look for the ducks and they can look for the squirrels, you know, so that type of thing. Just a simple little illustration. You see? Okay.
Okay. So, are you able to access your email at this time?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I want to check your email. Your email should contain two emails from Creative Design Agency. Okay.
I did see that on my phone. Yes, I'm opening it up on my computer
Okay.
now.
Yeah, open the first one. It's going to have a link that says Get Started. Okay. We use a platform called Teamwork to communicate with our clients. It makes it much easier for us to upload and send files.
Are you Sheldon Benjamin? Is that who I'm
Yes.
speaking with?
Yep.
Okay. So the first one that you sent me, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you see Get Started?
It says you've been added, get started. Got it.
Yeah. Click on Get Started, and you'll be guided to your browser, and you'll see a account creation page. So you can add your information, create your account, and you can get started from there. I'll guide you on how to use the platform. Then we'll talk about the book.
Okay, very good. So this says, Beth Salaka. Should I change it officially? I mean, my name is Elizabeth. Did I change this to Elizabeth, or does it not matter at all?
It's not. It doesn't matter here. On the book, we'll be using your actual name or the one you want to use, because you can also use a pen name if you want. And it depends on you. But Beth
Yeah.
is fine. Since we'll be calling you Beth, it's much easier for us to have the same name if we're calling you.
Okay, and I just, okay, so Microsoft Edge is creating. Oh wait, does the password have to be, you know, like almost encrypted, or can it just be something
Yeah,
simple?
it's not going to be some special information or anything like that. You can be
That's
relaxed with this.
what Microsoft Edge is like, creating this thing that's like 30 characters long, and I'm like, no.
You don't have to worry about security on this. It's a secure
That's what I'm thinking.
website.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so I'm at the tasks page.
Okay, so you must be on a project page. On the top left, you should see your name, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, below that, you see different list of options, starting with list, board, table. And in one of these options, you see messages, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, click on messages, and you'll be guided to a message page. On the message page, you should have a message with Marcus today with welcome on board from Sheldon Benjamin.
Correct.
Okay, click on that message and it'll open up.
I see it. Here we go.
Okay. So as you can see, it's basically a general procedure just to tell you it has my phone number, it has my office extension, and just a general, you know, hello, how are you?
Very nice, yes.
Okay, so at the bottom of the screen, you should see a blue add reply button. Click
Correct.
On that. When you click on that, it'll show you a text box, okay?
Yes.
So on that text box, you can type a new message, and below that text box, you should see an attach file option.
I see, yes.
Yes, you can click on that. You can
drag
proxy files. Yeah, you can send me the manuscript this way. So relative to the manuscript, my question for you is, do you plan to, like, let us decide what the illustrations are going to be, like, to evaluate the manuscript and then decide on illustration, or do you have illustrations in mind right now?
Part of my manuscript, like, I did just write, like, what I was thinking in my head, but I am open to anything. At this point, I'm open to any criticism that you would care to, you know, provide me.
Okay, so how about you provide us the manuscript? I'll put it through my team. They'll give us a description of characters, and they'll give us a series of illustrations, okay?
Okay. Do you want me to include what I had on my mind? And
yes, it'll be very nice for you to include that. It'll give us more information, more insight, because at the end of the day, it's your book and it's your preference.
Okay, well, thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
No problem. So you can type in any message here, and they'll generally be using just this thread, so there's no confusion on which message you're supposed to open. Okay, so we'll just stay on this one thread.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah. So you're writing this book for your granddaughter, right, or grandson?
It is a granddaughter, yes.
Granddaughter. Very nice. How old is she?
She won't be born till October.
Then I have to say congratulations.
Thank you.
So first one.
Here we go. There you go.
You also plan on publishing the book?
I was hoping to, yes, if it seemed that it was viable and it was something someone might want to buy. Who knows?
Oh, you can decide that after we do a review of the book. There's so many platforms that you can go for. There's like Barnes & Noble, there's Amazon, those are the, you know, the common platforms, and there's the global platform, Ingram. There's so many things you can go for these days.
Is that publishing myself, or would I submit this with the illustrations to them?
Well, basically, you'll have to complete the book. The illustrations are included inside the book. You don't provide them separately to anyone. So the book itself is going to be just one piece. So most of these platforms, like Amazon, it depends on if you want self-publishing, if you want someone else to do your publishing. It depends on that. The other platforms are comparatively tough. Amazon is easier compared to the rest.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
No problem.
You see that I sent you the attachment?
Let me see. Yes, I do have your manuscript. Let me actually open that up. Thank you. Okay, so it also shows you there's a section of illustrations. So that's the idea that you have, right?
Those, yes. But like I said, I really am open to anything that's feasible. I mean, that might be too grand of an idea. What's in my head and what is feasible are two different things, clearly.
Okay, I clearly understand. And it's a total of 7 pages. It's like there's 7 illustrations and 7 pages. Am I correct?
Well, I didn't know how to write it. In my head, like, say, like the park, that was 2 pages. So, like, the book is open and it's a left and a right page.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know how to, is that, you know, I was explaining this to Daniel Garcia, the person that helped me get to you. I didn't know how that would go. Is that considered 1 illustration or 2 illustrations?
That's going to be considered 1 illustration, right? Because on one side you're going to have the text. On the other side you're going to have the illustration. Like, do you have options when it comes to this? You can integrate the words around the illustrations, but normally it looks more neat if one side there's the illustration.
Yeah.
And the other side it's the text.
Understood, okay.
Because it's easier for kids to read. You can, you know, increase the size of the font, make it more easier for them to read. And then you can, you know, enhance stuff. But if you try to integrate text into the illustration, then you have to reduce things in the illustration to match it. It doesn't look nice most of the time.
Oh, my dog.
So by the looks of this, you have a 1 for the park, 1 for the beach, the explore and play make believe is 1, that's like 3, then we have we learn about life together, that's 4, we'll go camping, that's 5, we'll watch and play soccer, lacrosse or baseball, wrestling, tennis or ballet. Okay. That's 5, and but sometimes we'll sit quietly by the fireplace in your parents' living room. That's 6. Books with adventures, learn alphabets. That's also part of this, so that's 6. And then we have 7. So you have a total of 7 illustrations, right? 7 pages, 7 illustrations.
Well, like the first page, you know, in my head, it was then just a picture of Grandpa and Grandpa holding a little baby. So that would be another. And then the last line, I was picturing us, you know, walking off into the sunset type of thing with the backs. So that's another picture. So I think Daniel and I said 14, because some of them I thought you might need more than 1.
Okay. We can also do 1 more thing. There's also an option. Then you have 14 illustrations. What we can do is we can make a wide illustration, right?
Yeah.
Basically, like you open the book, the text is running throughout the entire page.
Yeah.
Think of it this way, like the whole 2 pages, there's text in between, there's the illustration in between, there's text above and below. See where I'm going with this?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I like that. Because really, I don't see children reading this as much as grandparents reading to their grandchildren. You know,
yeah.
Does this read like something a child would read?
This is more like telling a storybook, more of a storybook. Yeah.
As a future grandparent, I have been buying up books that basically it's for me to read to her. So that's what I was thinking, this in my mind, this was something that she read to them. You know, that's just, like I said, I'm a little crazy right now.
It's okay. It's your first time as an author, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and I assume you plan to make other books as well if this one works.
I have a few, like, you know, like a few chapters into one, a few chapters into another one. Ever since I retired 4 years ago, this is all I've been doing. But
what did you used to do?
I'm a manager for the United States Postal Service.
Oh, that's very nice. How long? 36 years.
Yes.
That's 10 years more than I've lived.
Oh my goodness! God bless you. God bless you, Sheldon. You've got a lot more work to go, huh? I'm so sorry.
Yeah. That's all. But well, we'll reach there eventually.
But that means I'm in the right hands because you millennials, you are rocking the world, and we are trusting that you're going to clean up everything we've screwed up.
Don't worry about it. We're crazy, but we're trying to do something.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you have to, right? Because we can always hear warnings.
Definitely. So I have your manuscript. Now, one thing I am going to say, there is a standard procedure that we apply on, okay? There's a turnaround, what we call a turnaround time, okay? It's the average response time that we give to any client. So for the first time, the first feedback you're going to get is going to be within 7 to 10 working days because, firstly, your project is going to get assigned to a specific team that's going to work under me, okay? And it has to be scheduled accordingly. Once the team is set up, we'll give them the manuscript. They'll see how the manuscript's going to work with them. They'll see what kind of illustrations they can do for you. They'll look at the options that you provided, and they'll give a selection of, you know, illustration styles which you can look at, okay? Once you confirm
that's
a style, they're going to go ahead with the illustrations. Okay, so I'm going to give you an image piece by piece every week. We're going to design one image, and we might even design two images, depends on how much team my work can do. With your approval, we will accept an image as approved. Okay, otherwise, we'll go into revision and we'll work on it again. Okay?
Understood, yes. That's amazing. I am amazed that I'm getting feedback in 7 to 10 days, and any feedback is welcome, and I'll accept it with all the pride I have in me.
It's basically, the thing is, we are very straightforward when it comes to, the quality of work that we give. So if we see there's any problem with the manuscript, we will inform you. If you see we can improve the illustrations, we'll inform you. And we're very straight about it. If there's something wrong with the book, we're very straight about it, because at the end of the day, we've been working for years now. So we have a good experience on how books work and how we can actually enhance the capacity of a book. So pretty
sounds amazing.
What do we say?
That sounds very good, Sheldon.
Perfect. So you have my number in the message. You can drop me a text or call at any time, okay, for any questions that you have. And by the way, do you plan on self-publishing, correct?
I thought that might be my best option, yes.
Why not go
you
to
have
a
any
publisher? We also publish books. We can help
you. Oh,
you
do?
Out. Yeah, it's basically a service we provide, one of the services that we provide. You can sign up for it if you want once the book is complete, or if you want to sign up early on, you can also do that. We offer actually a lot of things, but we'll talk on it in detail when you have something from us, because I don't think you'd want to talk about that right now, correct?
No, I just, because I don't have anything to publish right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how about I start rolling out some things for you, and then we have a good talk on what we can do for you, okay?
That sounds very nice. Thank you.
Perfect. So I will drop you a text probably sometime today, so you have my number as well, and you can contact me whenever you want, okay?
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate
your
help.
No problem, Beth. Always here to help. And, take care. Have a good day. And
very
we'll catch.
Terrific. Thank you very much. Have a great week.
You too. Have a good day.
Bye.